This is CliffCentral.com.
Ladies love O'Neill. Yeah, baby.
I have to do this. These are some of the questions that annoy me, but I have to do that.
Yeah.
This because I'm a servant of the people.
Yeah.
Tell us about what the altercation at one of the clubs. Did you get slapped?
I did, man. And imagine, Joe, the first thing was I was being accused of making it up.
Yeah.
Like I need it. I just went platinum, you know what I mean? I don't need no drama.
Okay.
But the reason I put it out before journalists put it out is because I've got so much sponsorship or potential sponsors that want to jump on the dome. The last thing I need is an article coming out about me fighting in a club.
Okay.
So I wanted it to be
clear
that I got slapped in a club while I was chilling. I was even drinking water. I just came from...
What kind of a slap? Was it a bitch slap? What was it?
Yo, it was hard as shit, though.
Yo?
Yeah, I felt it. I fell, actually. You know what I mean? But it was a bitch slap because...
Was it from behind or...
Yo, this homie was talking to his friend and... Yep. Like, I'll check him up on, but, you know, and he just walked straight at me.
And he slapped you?
And he slapped me. Wow. No, like, exchange of words or an argument, nothing. This guy just woke up, pah, and I lost my balance. By the time I stood up, like, the bouncers were in between us, and I was pissed off by then, but hopefully, I mean, fortunately, they were in between us, and I couldn't respond, or I came to my senses, or like, actually, this is stupid. They actually stopped the music in the club. Hold up, yo, AK and Casper fighting. And that's when I was like, hey, you know what I mean? I thought of Joe. That evening, I had just signed a R1 million deal for the Dome.
Okay.
I just left the crib.
Yeah.
And I was like, imagine these people hearing what happened after I met them.
Yeah.
I went out and there were these security guards with guns and it was crazy. And then I drove home and I started laughing in my car like, what the fuck?
Just happened, like...
You know what I mean? And I was like, actually, I need to tweet this. Put it out quickly. Just so that no fake story comes out. Because you know what media does, man. Next thing they want to say, I hit AK with a bottle. And a week later, he wasn't taboo. He hit someone else with a bottle. I was like, okay, cool.
If an opportunity came for you to reach out to AK
no
and say, dude,
cool.
Listen.
Like, it's over.
You're okay.
I'm all right, man. I'm good.
Like, you wouldn't want to make amends or anything.
I tried to. We met. We squashed the beef. And then he went back and did his weird stuff. So, I don't know what the hell's going on in his life. But he needs to figure it out because he's damaging a great thing for himself. Like, we're fans. Before anything, I'm a fan of music. And I'm a fan of AKA. You know what I mean? But he's just damaging. It's like when Kanye went on his Yeezus run.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm a fan of Kanye, but I can't defend you anymore because... You know, some of the stuff that you're doing, which he came out later and say, actually, I was wilding out.
Okay.
You know, that's just the problem. So, but me personally, as a musician and as a person, I just don't want to be in that space. I don't want to fight with no one. If you want to rap, we could rap. Anyone can take shots at me, and if you're worth it, I'll reply. But that's the sport. Like, the physical, I don't mess with that.
Okay, cool.
I've got a pretty face. And, you know, I've got a very gorgeous girlfriend that I'm trying to keep. You know, I'm not trying to scare her.
Zeus, where are you going? We need you. We need you. Yeah, we need you. We're about to make
this
music
like,
now.
This is too much for me.
Yeah.
This is too much.
Okay,
I
now.
I can't be participating with so much beef. I'm a peaceful homie. I got a master's degree. You know what I mean?
Ladies love O'Neill. Yeah, baby.
This is CliffCentral.com.